You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 202. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. I am about to reveal the mistake that almost cost me my business. But first, you may now know I am hosting the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge starting September 21. That is just next Monday. And I invite you to join us. It's so fun. If you are emerging, you've never done this before. If you are established and you're wanting to play with other artists and get inspired by the energy and momentum that happens when we do this kind of work together, I invite you to join us. And the best way to do that is to head over to creativethursdaycourses.com/sellmyart, no spaces, all lowercase, and jump in to the challenge. I've hosted this a couple of times, and it's just so great to see the progress you all make. It's incredible. I promise to keep it super simple as I continue to work towards sharing more processes and practices without overcomplicating or overwhelming, because we've already got enough of that going on. And I decided recently, I don't know if I've actually said this on the podcast, probably, but maybe not quite so direct. And that is, I really want to infuse more fun in business. One of my mentors was sharing with us on a coaching call, do you imagine your business day to be a 10 out of 10? Or are you kind of hoping to get through it? Are you entering the day saying, well, I hope it's a 4 out of 4? The difference it makes, your expectations and your intentions when you're running a business, growing a business, creating your art, it's so powerful. Imagine and expect to have a 10 out of 10, even if you are doing techie things, friends, or doing something that maybe makes you feel uncomfortable, like putting a price tag on your creation, taking something that's personal and sharing it with the world and announcing that it's also available for purchase. I know it's simple. I know there's a lot behind the scenes, and it can still be really fun. I just want to encourage more fun. I have never had so much fun building my business, challenges and all. And I say building because I've been building a new part of my business over the last couple of years, and that is directly related to what I want to talk to you about today. But first and foremost, join us at the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge. We kick it off Monday, September 21. Head over to creativethursdaycourses.com/sellmyart, and that will be where you can register. It's a free offering. We get to hang out and play together. We also have a private Facebook group and community, so you can interact with everyone there. And we're just going to have, did I mention? We're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to sell some art. So let me talk to you about the mistake that almost cost me my business. I don't know about you, but lately in this world of having epiphanies, yes, I am still going my 30 days of creative epiphanies in 5 minutes or less. I've been having a lot of moments of, wow, I really wish someone had told me this. Really, it would have been so helpful. So anytime I have those moments, what do? I turn on a microphone. I jump on a live video. I make you a reels. That's what I'm going to do, continue to do more of. And this is one of those moments. I so wish someone, a mentor, an early mentor, would have told me this one secret to success in business, you know, so I might have avoided this mistake that almost cost me my business. And, well, I'll come back to the and in a moment. So what is it? Well, I've shared this with you before, but I have been working in the internet, in, on, around, above, below, on the side of the internet since I started my career. And I still remember sending our first emails and working for a graphic design and tech company in St. Petersburg, Florida at the time. We were super cutting edge. And I was working in Photoshop. I knew all the Adobe programs at that time when all of that was just getting started. And then I transitioned into interior design. So I was working as a graphic designer and art director. And then there weren't any jobs. Without moving to San Francisco, that environment was very toxic. Unfortunately, it's such a bummer because I still have good friends I worked with during that time. There were so many inspiring creatives. I was in rooms with a lot of people who graduated from RISD. That's Rhode Island School of Art and Design, but Ringling School of Art and Design in Sarasota, Florida. I mean, there were some super talented people in the room and we were all in our 20s and we were just having the best time. We would have a great time at lunch every day, and as one does in their 20s, we would complain the whole lunch about the toxic environment. We didn't have the skill set to know how to manage that, but it reached a point for me where I had to quit. And there was, unfortunately, where I was living in Florida, there were no competitors. So for a brief moment, I almost considered moving to San Francisco and I interviewed with a few companies and then I decided to pursue a different avenue. I thought, I also started freelancing in my first foray into entrepreneurship, minus my lemonade stand when I was 10, my lemonade and pretzel stand. And I wasn't sure I wanted to really lean into graphic design. So I ended up getting a job at a small interior design studio. Oh my goodness, my favorite boss to this date, Marty Sears. She was great. I appreciate her so much. She had to listen to me carry on about all my dreams and all that was possible, and no one was going to tell me what I could or could not do. And that was ultimately true. But I know sometimes she would roll her eyes at my wishes and my plans. But here we are, fast forward to that moment in interior design led me, we did end up leaving Florida. All good wishes to my friends in Florida. It was not a place I wanted to settle down. It just doesn't feel like home to me. So at the time, we moved to Boulder, Colorado, and I started working for an interior design firm there and then started to get clients within that firm. And it was also a toxic environment. It was. If you've ever wondered why I'm an entrepreneur, it's because I couldn't spread my wings enough in places where I worked. And aside from a couple instances of working with really lovely, healthy people, there are a lot of people leading businesses that should not be in a leadership role. Let's just say that. All right, we'll leave it there. So that and a mistake that happened while I was in this interior design small business. I was a designer. I was freelance. I was an independent contractor. So I didn't have a steady gig or steady income. So I was already partly becoming an entrepreneur. And I made a mistake on one of the designs, which inspired an entire idea that I would say is now probably cherished. I started a company called designersclearance.com, and it was all about taking designer bloopers that happen in the interior design space and selling them, because a lot of times you eat the cost of that because it's your mistake. You want it right for your client, and that can add up over time. And it happened, no matter how careful you are, there's always the potential of something going awry and you're making custom furnishings for clients. And long story short, I had this idea. So I went for it, and I was working online doing that. The very short version of that tech company I was building, it was way ahead of its time, about 15 years ahead of its time. And I realized if I was going to put this much work into something as an entrepreneur, I wanted it to be mine, my designs. And so we're going to skip a whole lot and say, here we go, Creative Thursday is born. That's a little bit of backstory if you're brand new to me as to how I've worked in the online space this entire time. And then I started podcasting in 2006 before anyone knew what it was. And I started posting them to my blog. It was recommended. I had an agency that was helping me produce them at the time. And they suggested I start a blog and post it to the blog. And I thought, oh, really? Okay. There's that feeling of, do I really have to do this? And it was one of the best things I ever did. You can still go back to blog.creativethursday.com and you can go all the way back to my first post. I believe it was July of 2006. And I was starting to put the podcast there. So what happens when you've had all this experience and have been at the forefront? And when I was building the tech company, the way that I'm learning now, I was investing tons of time learning from people who had built internet companies and sold them already and were now investing in other companies. And Boulder was a real mecca, still is, for that kind of entrepreneurial spirit, which is absolutely what inspired me to go out on my own. And I felt like I knew more than most people when it came to this industry because I was there at the beginning. Once I started Creative Thursday and I got successful with it, I also didn't think I needed to keep learning. So this is what happened. I stopped learning. In fact, I was a little stubborn about it. And I was a little bit judgmental and, you know, skeptical of people who were teaching online, even though I was also very early to that game in 2008. And I did make a big difference with a lot of the fishies who were in the fishbowl. I give you a shout out. Many of the fishies are with me in the Expansive Artist as well. I love it so much. And, you know, I made an impact on a number of artists during that time who've gone to have really successful careers. All due to me, of course. No, no, because there is a point to this story as well that I won't forget. I've got to go back and listen to what was my and what is my point. What my mistake was not investing in my education at all. Not as an artist, not developing my art skills, and definitely not developing my business skills. And this isn't to put any blame on the creative community, but the bubble I was in, nobody to my awareness was doing that. It wasn't common. We as artists have quote unquote bullshit meters and we really don't like to be sold. I'm putting in air quotes sold to. We don't like to be quote unquote marketed to, and we get really I can't think of the right word. You know, we like to think we're super sophisticated about it, but actually it's very naive. It's very, very naive. And that is why this podcast episode is so important. Because I didn't see it happening around me, I didn't have anyone to model. We were pioneers, and nobody that I knew or was following was investing in anyone that I was aware of, or at least not enough where they would talk about it. Sometimes people get secretive about their investments. I kind of understand that, but now I think so many of us see each other in all the same courses. There's a handful of several thousand of us who are all learning from the same business leaders. And ultimately what happened was, fast forward to 2015, and I found myself led to Periscope and randomly attended a conference for creatives, heard someone speak, really liked what she had to say as a marketer because she was creative, and found her on Periscope and followed her. And she was saying, "Hey, who do you all follow on Periscope?" And so I started taking all those recommendations. And as was super easy to do on Periscope, I went down a rabbit hole of marketers. Professional marketers, professional business leaders, mentors who help businesses grow by marketing. And every part of that, kind of a snobby artist in me, because they don't present as, you know, creatively. I'm embarrassed to even say it. I was skeptical because they weren't familiar to my world. We had all this aesthetic, and we, you know, as creatives, we were very subtle with everything that we did. And we could do that because it was a different time and the market wasn't as sophisticated. And we built followings with just a lot more ease than today, where so many people look the same. There's so many people jumping into the pool, and everyone is way more sophisticated. Everyone across the board in different industries. And what I didn't realize in me putting my head in the sand and thinking, well, nobody can really teach me anything because I'm kind of one of the leaders in this space, that attitude was the biggest mistake that really almost cost me my business, and that it started to stall. And by the time I realized it was stalling and started to invest in myself and learn from people who had massive success with what they were teaching. And by massive, I mean just on a much bigger scale. And I wanted to grow bigger and also grow bigger, not and save my business. I made the decision to start investing in myself. And because I hadn't, it was a really painful awareness. And I say this to you as a public service announcement, because when people don't join the membership, the Expansive Artists, a lot of what I hear from people is, well, I can't afford this. It's not in my budget. And we're going to talk about this in a moment. That just cannot be the language of someone who is serious. And maybe serious isn't really the right word. That's not an image I want to conjure when I'm talking about having more fun in your business. They're not dedicated. They're not dedicated to building a business. This is a different time. We are actively transforming the starving artist mentality to the thriving artist mentality. And I'm going to tell you right now, never before have I seen so many creative people heading towards the seven-figure mark in their business and or are already at. And you know who those people are? I came to find out they are people who knew better and started investing in their business from people who specialized in marketing, not art, in marketing. And they started they started growing their business in a far more sophisticated and intentional fashion than a lot of creatives were doing, who continue to buy into the old paradigm of, I don't have a business brain. I don't like to sell. Selling is salesy. I don't like to market. I don't really want to market. And I don't mean to mock that, but I kind of do because it's getting so tired. I just have to be super direct with you and say, if that is your attitude, you really have no place to be in business today, not online. You just don't. There was a time where artists could put their work online and just through the simple power that was Etsy, if it was quality, good, unique work with a point of view, people would find you. You didn't really have to think about marketing. I still remember when Sean's mom would ask me, how are you marketing? And I thought, I don't know. It's kind of just happening. But of course, I was doing a podcast. I was keeping a blog. I started my email list from day one. And these are now common terms if you are a dedicated business owner that you are very aware of. And good for you. Good for you if you are, because that was something that I wasn't. And that learning curve, even with an advertising degree, I think it came naturally to me because I had that as my background. But there was a span of time where I took for granted what I had found in terms of my success. And I also would get intimidated, or I wouldn't want to learn from people in my space. And I would just be judgy. That's all I can say. I'm not proud of that. But it was really out of fear. It was out of fear that I maybe wasn't knowing what I was doing, or I was getting envious of people who were jumping into the teaching pool and doing better than I was, even though I had, quote unquote, gotten there first. I was really in my head about a lot of this. And that's it. That's the mistake. Not investing in my education with the right mentors earlier than I have. Please, please don't make that same mistake, because you might not be able to pull yourself out of that. Once it starts spiraling down, it's a lot of work. I don't wish that stress on anyone. And there is this attitude as a bootstrapping entrepreneur that you can do it yourself, right? A lot of creatives are DIYers. And don't get me wrong, I admire and of course have the utmost respect for creatives and what they accomplish and their can do in terms of their art and getting it done. But I reached a point where I was really tired of having the same conversations within my circle around pricing, signing contracts without reading them, feeling frustrated with what you're getting paid, but not negotiating anything different in your collaborations. And I think ultimately that's what pushed me into an entirely different industry, with a desire to understand how these people were so confidently owning what they were selling and who they were in the online space. They were not apologizing for it, and it was so liberating. And so I spent several years watching the people on Periscope and then following their communities and getting connected to more and more people. And there are a few of us, we know who we are, who we came out from the pack. The creatives I found on Periscope, it was pretty amazing at the time as well to just even come across them. And I'm not talking about the ones that would just paint on live video, but had an actual plan and had a strategy and knew why they were on Periscope to begin with. So it just opened up this whole new world for me, and it was a game changer. And now I am learning from and have invested in, after following and really vetting in my own mind, the people that I watched all these years. And I have never been so thankful to be in a room with these mentors. I have never been so thankful to have the opportunity to learn the way we can learn now. This isn't about having an attitude. I've heard this expressed before. Well, I just keep buying courses and it's just not making me any money. Okay. First of all, there isn't a one and done solution ever. There is a culmination of knowledge that comes together. Like I've been giving this analogy, I just gave it in one of the 30 days of creative epiphanies. I talked about how things take time and how all of a sudden after the years that I decided to invest, it just kept going. And I totally had that attitude for a minute. Like how many things am I going to invest in? Oh, well now it's just a no-brainer. I will just invest every single year and that budget will continue to grow because I've shown myself what the value that it brings to not only my business, but my community. I am surrounded by people where I don't have to convince them of this. They know. And the big secret is that everyone who is very successful has been learning and investing in themselves beyond their comfort level. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars a year on their business. They spend it on their teams. And I don't know if I just really had my head in the sand, which potentially I did. I didn't realize that. There is no limit. Every single person that you invest in and you choose to have as a mentor is going to give you a piece of the puzzle that will click into place. That picture is going to come together. And oh my goodness, when it does. And even if they're mentors who are teaching something similar, because you will hear something in a slightly different way, same message, different way. It will click in such a powerful aha for you. And some mentors, if you choose to work with them year after year, will fill in a lot of those pieces. Some will just be a course that you take or just one training that you do and or podcasts you listen to, and there will be another piece of your puzzle. So it's such a powerful opportunity. The gratitude I have probably wouldn't be here if I didn't experience that painful misstep. But I am here to tell you today that investing in yourself, if you are a dedicated, committed business owner and artist, and now not only investing in business, I am really looking forward to putting some attention on investing in other artists in 2021 to improve my art skills, because I used to shy away from that too. I was very intimidated. Not anymore. Story for another day. Are a huge part of our business and development and evolution as an artist is about staying educated. I believe this wholeheartedly. And so I want to share with you a couple of takeaways today. And that is, so how do you decide? So let's agree that investing in yourself as a dedicated, committed artist should never be a question. It should just be expected. I'm telling you now to allocate a portion of your business time to learning and to allocate a nice portion of your budget to learning. I do not want to hear that you don't have the room in your budget to invest a very nominal fee per month or per year to get the kind of guidance that took me years to figure out. I just can't do it anymore. And right now, there are a number of artists that have communities. I highly recommend being in more than one of them. If you feel that you can only do one, then do one. So how do you, here are the tips that I'm going to suggest to you. One is, with that in mind, get ongoing support. As I'm talking right now, there are communities that are so affordable. And you can have support every single month for an incredibly, can I say it again, affordable rate. Incredibly affordable rate, because a lot of people are just coming into this ongoing membership space. They're starting them. If you follow them, they have founding member offers. It's a steal. It's incredible. Please don't second guess that. Don't think someone's trying to pull one over on you, that they're snake oil salesmen or whatever you think. Most of us have been in this space for many, many years, and we have proven track records. So do your own due diligence. Choose mentors where you feel seen, where you feel inspired, where you feel welcomed, nurtured, supported, whatever it is that you need, or pushed. That's also good. Gently pushed forward, held accountable. This is work that you will do for yourself to know what it is you need. What kind of teaching style do you like? Everyone's slightly different. And that's why I say go ahead and consider investing in more than one, but choose at least one to have ongoing support. Should just be in your budget. Just be in your budget. And of course, I invite you, if you're a podcast listener, to come join me in the Expansive Artist. We're going to be opening the doors just in a couple of weeks, right at the end of September. It will be the last time before the end of the year, and I welcome you to join us. So number one, again, have ongoing support. Number two, once you have that ongoing support in place, that will also help guide you. That's my goal in the Expansive Artist, is to really guide you into, okay, you're at this stage of business. We have emerging and established artists, and certainly as our members stay on for a couple of years, everybody's growing. And all parts of your business you end up revisiting as well. So the question always becomes, where do I focus? How do I focus? So get the support that you invest in initially will be there to help you find that clarity. And then when you want to focus and go deeper on, is it growing my email list? Is it growing my social media following, getting better at that? Is it evolving within my art style? Is it printing, reproducing my work? There's so many different areas of the business, and everything goes deep and is evolving all the time. Then I would consider investing in a course and or other mentors, and maybe even with specialties, and they aren't necessarily in the creative space. I believe if you're going to get ongoing support as an artist, choose artists, because we understand what a lot of people who are specialists in other areas just do not know. If you've never put your work up for purchase online, you do not know what this world is about. It's just that simple. I also see people selling a lot of guidance to artists, and I don't know that they've ever done that before. So for me, that would be a bit of a red flag. But at the same time, your intuition will tell you. And if you would like me to, I recently requested this of one of my mentors. I would like to know how people choose their mentors. I've talked a little bit about it in the past, but I'd like to go a little deeper on it now that I'm a couple of years into working with some of the same mentors and also being one as well. It's important that you choose, but remember this, that you choose correctly for you. There isn't really a right or wrong. You're going to learn something from that experience. Hopefully it's going to be more puzzle pieces to fill in your picture, your beautiful, thriving business, And not the reverse of, I don't want to learn from someone who teaches like this, or I don't want to feel this way in a community. I think because of the market sophistication, the good news is that the people who are really in it for the long game, they're really in it. They really care about their people. So I would, you'll know pretty fast if someone's not really in it for that reason. That's all I'm saying. It will get weeded out very quickly. They won't make it. So the people who are here, chances are you can trust them. But again, follow your guidance, get that initial support, and then find what your focus is and go deeper on that. If you can do that within the community that you're in, make those requests of your mentors. I know we all want to know what you want help with, and we develop material for you as we go. That's the best part about an ongoing community, or we bring in guest speakers to address what you need help with, like Facebook ads, perhaps. Or I learned some new marketing coming down the pike. I'm very excited about that too. And number three, this is really important. I alluded to this before. Stop the language of I can't afford or this isn't in my budget. Just cut that out. I'm not asking or suggesting or inviting you to go way out of your comfort zone to put your finances in jeopardy. I am going to suggest to go out of your comfort zone. That is the only way that it's really worked for me, is I've had to step out of my comfort zone, because that's also motivated me in my business to grow to meet that new level. So it will always feel a little uncomfortable. I just think that that's normal. But this vernacular ends today. If you are a business owner, you will have a budget for your education. The reason it's different today than when I started, and the reason I can't really fault myself or the community I was a part of, it just wasn't common knowledge. People weren't doing this. There wasn't this level of online classes available for people. It didn't exist. Now it does. And it's just, it's mind-blowing. I love it so much. I was going to make a list and share with you the number of programs or mentors I've invested in. And this does include my dance and my yoga, because I count that as part of my overall support in my business, is 16 investments. Some ongoing, monthly, some one-time courses, and some weekly. 16 different people I'm investing in. Love each and every one of them. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to learn from them. And I pick and choose what I need, because I now know what I need to focus on when. And that clarity really only came from diving in. That's the other thing. You're not going to have all these answers right now. That's another reason why it's so important to invest in your industry and invest in learning from people, because that's going to give you more answers or more puzzle pieces, to use my metaphor again. That's going to give you more puzzle pieces to fill in the picture of what you are creating. So there you have it. A bit of a soapbox. I really am supportive of and encourage you, of course, to find the right mentors for you. I'm always honored if I am on that list for you. Truly, it is not something I take lightly. And I have to remind you that when you say to someone, I can't afford this, or I don't have the budget, you either are genuinely talking yourself out of the very thing you want, because it's not so much about saying that to the person that you may or may not invest in. You're saying it to yourself. These investments are more about a commitment to your own progress than they are about anything else. That's the honest truth. When you put your money down and you say, I am going to invest in myself as an artist in any capacity that I've just shared with you. That's more powerful almost than what that mentor can teach you. It's a change in your mindset. It's taking your work to the next level. It's acting as a professional artist. It's not being a hobbyist. It's not dabbling. There isn't really room for that. I'm not saying you can't take your time to get to that place, but if you are serious about being a business owner, this is a must. It's a non-negotiable. And when you say that, you are saying to yourself, I'm not worth the investment. This dream isn't important enough for me to learn and get the support I need. We all need the support. I would not be where I am today if I had not made this change in my attitude and direction and extended beyond my comfort zone and invested in the right mentors. No, and also my entire community has shifted, like I said, to people who get it, who know how to support the ups and the downs I go through as I up-level my own business. And it's invaluable. It's invaluable. You can't even put a number on that. So if you are saying, no, I can't budget this, it's one of two things. One is you're not willing to commit and invest in yourself. Commit to your dream, invest in yourself. Two is you might really not want to learn from that mentor, and that seems like an easy out to be saying to yourself or to them. And actually, three is you're not willing to make the time. You're not prioritizing this dream that you say you want. You just have to get really honest with yourself, and that's okay. You might not. If it's not important enough for you to, at these very affordable, I know some courses are not, but think about what you paid for college, okay, and how many years that took you. And I'm not saying college isn't worth it in some ways, but just think about that for a second. The next time you go to invest in a program taught by someone who has had between 10 and 14 years of experience, and what you'll get from that and how quickly you can turn that investment around. It should be a no-brainer is what I'm saying to you. And if you are saying no to that, you have to be honest with yourself and say, if you really want to learn from that person, you have to say, I guess this isn't as big a priority as I thought it was. Because when it is, you will find a way to pay for it and you will motivate yourself to pay for it, and you will motivate yourself to grow your business. And that's another very important reason why you make these choices to invest in yourself. And then, yeah, you'll learn a lot, and it's incredible. And it is, yeah, I just can't say enough about it. I can't believe I didn't figure this out sooner. So I think I wrapped in my other points I was going to make. I wove them in there, but that secret of why, I think that was my and, I didn't realize that people who were growing faster and just growing their businesses faster were investing to the degree that they were in themselves. And yes, it can absolutely start with podcasts and it can start with books, and most podcasts are free and books are very affordable. But to really accelerate what you're doing, all I'm saying is you have amazing opportunities now that didn't exist before. And for almost the same price as some books, you can learn from someone and be in a community of people learning the same thing. I rest my case. Please promise me that you will not make that mistake. Because I did that, it almost stalled and cost me my business. Because I thought I could bootstrap it. I thought I didn't have the budget. I figured it out thus far. I can figure it out from here. And I was falling behind in my own knowledge. And it was a very painful lesson to learn. But it's the reason that I so emphatically share this message with you today, so passionately. And it's the reason I keep saying that I decided to come back and teach, I thought. And coach, I can help you. And today's podcast is about that. Trust me when I say investing in yourself and your business, in your education, and working with mentors is one of the best decisions you can make. And cheers to you for all of you who are doing that. I so admire you. And I thank every one of my Expansive Artist members and members of the Red Dot Society, where we do more in-depth coaching. I'm so thankful to all of you for knowing this and making that choice. I get messages that are so appreciative in the way that I am and saying how they're making their first sale or making additional sales, or we're going to be bringing you a story of a member who hoped to make the monthly fee back and then 32 times did. It's going to be good. So friends, come play with us. The great thing about today's world and time is a lot of teachers have a free opportunity or training to work with them or podcasts like this. So you can do your due diligence, and basically you should know pretty quick if someone you are learning from is the person you really want to invest in and continue to learn from. And that opportunity for me, besides the podcast, is to join the Sell a Piece of Art This Week challenge. Come play with us at creativethursdaycourses.com/sellmyart. It starts on Monday, September 21st. I can't wait to have you join us. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Wishing you a beautiful, inspired, creative week filled with a lot of learning and insight and learning. Until next time, friends. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Don't forget to join us and register at creativethursdaycourses.com/sellmyart. The link will also be in the show notes. If you're listening to this on the blog at creativethursday.com, there will be a link there for you to join us as well. Easy peasy, super simple. We're going to have some fun together, sell some art, learn something new, and just take everything to the next level, connect with other wonderful artists, and I can't wait to see you there.